From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Hundreds of protesters spent their Father's Day in the driving rain outside of a South Florida facility that's become the country's largest detention center for migrant children. A coalition of religious groups and immigrant advocates say they want the Homestead Temporary Shelter for Unaccompanied Children closed. Protester Jeff Rosenberg told Miami Herald reporters that, as a father and grandfather, he felt compelled to join the other protesters yesterday.
It's really a crime to have children here that have not committed a crime, be incarcerated, and they only came here for a better life, and they have, a lot of them have families in the United States or guardians or people that would take them in, but they're not allowed to meet with them. Nobody's allowed to go in or go out, and it's really a crime.
Immigrant rights advocates have filed legal documents trying to force the Trump administration to quickly release the children from the Homestead shelter. The advocates accuse the administration of violating a decades-old settlement that they say requires children to be promptly released to relatives or other sponsors, or else sent to child care facilities. Two separate film screenings in South Florida over the weekend showcased movies about the black experience in America. One recounts a horrible injustice that took place in the early 1990s. The other delves into financial wellness among black women. And our WLRN reporters were out over the weekend covering both events. First up, around 50 people crammed into Fuego's Barbershop in Miami Shores to watch a new Netflix series. WLRN intern Gerard Albert was there to watch When They See Us.
Jefferson Noel created Barbershop Speaks to engage with his community. He organized the event after watching the show on his own.
I'm not an emotional guy, but I almost cried. Like, everyone knows Jefferson Noel does not cry. I do not. But I was in my bed, you know, watching the film, and I saw myself.
When They See Us follows real-life events which took place in New York in 1989. Five black and Latino teenagers were imprisoned for an attack and rape they did not commit. Noel invited Shirley Planton to host the discussion after the viewing. She works with a group called U-Turn Youth Consulting.
I thought it was a great event. I think it's much needed. I think the conversation, a lot of people already had some stirred up, you know, feelings, but I just wanted to make sure that it was channeled and making sure that it didn't just stay as feelings, right? Like, what can we actually do with those feelings?
Jorah McLawrence is a private defense lawyer and public defendant. He told the crowd that to see a change, they have to get more involved with their community.
They can get more involved in the local races, such as the prosecutors' races and the judicial races, because they are the ones who are supposed to police the police.
When They See Us is the most watched show on Netflix since its premiere in May. I'm Gerard Albert in Miami.
And that screening coincided with the weekend wrap-up of the American Black Film Festival on Miami Beach. It's an annual event that showcases emerging black filmmakers and artists from around the country. Lily Oppenheimer was there to watch a film that profiles black millennials redefining conversations about economic empowerment.
The film Legacy Lives On tells the story of how three black millennial women struggle to reach financial freedom through their own side hustles and business ambitions. Even though this film is not set in Miami, the filmmakers want it to reach communities in South Florida, especially as the region faces an affordable housing crisis. Tiffany Alishe is in the film, and she says it doesn't sugarcoat the poverty and mountains of financial debt these women have.
Black women make up to 70% of the financial choices in a household. So what that means is that if you're wanting to uplift this community, if you're wanting to shift the culture, you have to really do it through black women.
Her business, The Budget Nista, teaches women how to reach economic freedom.
I think that the film really illustrates that when you are not well financially, it spills over into the rest of your life. It spills over into health, into happiness, into family, into faith. It spills over.
6 in 10 employed adults in South Florida are spending more than 30% of their income on rent. That's higher than any metro area nationwide. I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.